Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And to begin with, like every time, let's begin with the Bhajan quiz. So last time we had the question, we asked all the listeners to send us bhajans in which the word Hala Haladhara comes. And we have had so many responses. We have Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, the regular contributor who has given us the bhajans, Shiva Shambho, Shambho. You have the line Hala Haladhara Shambho come in this bhajan. Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Bhola Maheshwara. So in this you have Hala Haladhara Saila Girishwara Shambho Shankara. You have Shiva Shiva Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Jai Kala Shapate Shiva Shankara. These are the bhajans which everyone has mentioned. Jai Ho Nataraj. And then you have Brother Basant Pandey from Nepal who has mentioned the same bhajans. Jai Ho Nataraj Shiva Shiva Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Shiva Shambho Shambho Shiva Shambho Mahadeva, Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Bhola Maheshwara and Jai Kailashapate. You have Brother Sai Krishna Pochampalli from Hyderabad, who has given the bhajan Jai Ho Nataraj, Shiva Shiva Shambho Shambho, Jai Kailashapate. And then he is also mentioned, according to him, the meaning of Hala Hala is the name of a poison created from the sea when Devas and Asuras churned it in order to obtain Amritam, the nectar of immortality. And Shiva swallowed the poison. He kept the poison safely in his throat, and that's why he is called Hala Haladhara. But an additional note that Brother Sai Krishna Pochampalli has mentioned is, he says, please congratulate Supreet from Belampalli who is going to join Infosys for job on 20th June. So he's probably already joined. And he says, he is the one who encouraged me to listen to this program. So congratulations to you, Supreet, and to Brother Sai Krishna for sending your contribution. We are so happy that you have begun to listen to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And then we have Brother Aishwarya Ramachandran. Aishwarya, I don't know whether it is brother or sister. I'm sorry. So the bhajans are Jai Ho Nataraj, Jai Kailashapate, Shiva Shambho Shambho. And there is an additional note here which says that I'm not sure about the meaning of the word Hala Haladhara, but what I could understand is that Hala Haladhara is a Sanskrit word. It's the name of the poison consumed by Lord Shiva to save the Devas and Asuras. And it continues. As I'm learning Carnatic music, Bhajan Tutor helps me a lot in understanding new ragas and talas. Thank you so much for the wonderful program. Thank you so much, Aishwarya, for these beautiful words. And we are so happy that you're enjoying this program. We have next Mrudula Murthy. Same bhajans, but there is one bhajan which no one has mentioned, which Mrudula Murthy has mentioned, and that is Gangadhara Gauri Mahesha Tripurantaka Jyoti Prakasha. Even I am not familiar with this bhajan. He has also mentioned how Shiva is Hala Haladhara because of Neelakantha. Then you have Sister Lalita from Puttaparthi, and she has given the usual bhajans, Jai Kailashapate, Anjay Ho Nataraj, Shiva Shambho Shambho, Shiva Shiva Shambho. But she is a new bhajan, Jago, Jago, Jago Shankara. Hala Hala. So this is the new bhajan that she has mentioned, which no one had mentioned. And but she goes on to explain the meaning of Hala Haladhara. And it says it means that auspicious Shiva who drank without hesitation the deadly poison which first emerged from the Samudra Mantham. And she goes on to explain what I mentioned before. But she adds this additional point here, her insight, and she says, I see a profound demonstrative teaching by Lord Shiva as Hala Haladhara, reflected in the various travels of Lord Sai, all that he went through as a child, that one should face fearlessly and equanimously with self-confidence and a smile every aspect, every event and every experience of life, good or bad, viewing it as a challenge and play the game of life with love every day to its logical end by focused role-playing so as to unveil the divine nectarous happiness within each one of us, hidden beneath several layers of the illusory world, the illusory worldly nets, and then spread that happiness. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Thank you so much, Sister Lalita, for this insight. And you have actually summed up one of the inner significances of this phrase, Hala Haladhara. In fact, she's asked, what has Bhagwan said about it? And in one discourse that Bhagwan gave in Shivam, in 25th October 1972, Swami said, the construction of this mandir, Shivam, it is called Shivam. And Swami said, this construction of this mandir is a special sadhana for the residents of Bhagyanagaram. Hyderabad used to be called Bhagyanagar. Swami said its appearance is unique, for it is to be built in the shape of a linga, the form most approximate to the conception of the formless, attributeless, absolute. And then Bhagwan adds, man has to learn the lesson of Shivam. And what is that lesson of Shivam? Swallow the poison of anger and greed and make it ineffective in its effort to harm the world. Spread consolation and comfort through speech and action. So that is the meaning of Shivam. That is the meaning of Hala Hala. That is so beautifully explained by Bhagwan. No time to go into details. You have the little one, Sai Kirtana from Maryland, USA, and she's given us the bhajans, the usual bhajans, but there's a new bhajan, Dum 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 Damaru Bhaje Nache Sai Shankara. I'm not familiar with this. Also, Hey Shambho Mahadev, he bol, Hey Shiva Shankara Sai Prabho. There's another bhajan, Nartana Sundara Nataraja, Suramuni Vandita Shivaraja. Bhajans are new to me, but I'm sure there are plenty of bhajans which are not sung in Prashantinilayam, but they are part of this bhajan ocean. You have Avanish Belampalli from Phoenix, and he's given us the same bhajans that we've discussed till now. We have Brother Ravi Rangarathan from Singapore, again a usual contributor, and he's given us the bhajans, Jago Jago Shankara, Jai Ho Nataraj, Shiva Shiva Harahara, Bhola Maheshwara, Shiva Shiva Shambho, Jai Kailashapati. Then you have Sarthak Divan from Delhi, and he's given us Jai Ho Nataraj, Shiva Shambho Shambho, Shiva Shiva Shambho, Harahara Shambho. Two other bhajans, Gangadhara Hara Hara Shambho, and Gangadhara Gauri Mahesha, which I am not familiar. But the interesting thing he's mentioned is Hala Haladhara. In Hala Haladhara, Hala means plow, and thus Hala Haladhara means the one who carries or bears the plow. This is a very interesting angle to this meaning of this word. The Sanskrit is a very, very mysterious language, a very coded language, and there are plenty of interpretations for every word. So perhaps in Hala Haladhara, Shiva is plowing our hearts. It's really a very, very beautiful way, a new way of seeing this word. Thank you very much, all of you, for your enthusiastic participation. And what is coming up next week is, please give us bhajans in which the word Nitya Niranjana occurs, and also give us the meaning, what you understand of the word, of the phrase Nitya Niranjana. So you can send us your entries by 26 June 2016, by this Sunday. And it's time now to move on to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. So let's begin with a prayer. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, we are ever grateful to you for allowing us to know you, for allowing us to experience your love, for enabling us to share your love and thereby find fulfillment in our lives. Please be with us till we become that love that you want us to be. With this prayer, welcome dear listeners to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We are going to learn a very beautiful bhajan today, a bhajan which evokes a lot of sentiments. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
आओ प्यारे नयन हमारे साई हमारे आओ.
Yes, a short but a very poignant bhajan. So like in every episode, let's get started with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan. And then we will listen to Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Bhagwan's university, who was blessed by Bhagwan to compose many bhajans and sing in his divine physical presence for decades. He shares his insights about this bhajan.
Aao, pyare, nayan, hamare, साई हमारे आओ तुम बिन कोई नहीं रखवाले तुम बिन कौन सहारे तुम बिन कौन सहारे आओ साई प्यारे साई हमारे आओ।
Now that we have done with the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a demonstration of how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale A pancham. Aao pyare nayan hamare, साई हमारे आओ।
आओ प्यारे नयन हमारे, साई हमारे आओ।
आओ प्यारे नयन हमारे, साई हमारे आओ।
आओ प्यारे नयन हमारे, साई हमारे आओ।
तुम बिन कोई नहीं रखवाले,
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 तुम बिन कौन सहारे,
तुम बिन कौन सहारे।
बाबा तुम बिन कौन सहारे,
बाबा तुम बिन कौन सहारे,
तुम बिन कौन सहारे,
तुम बिन कौन सहारे,
तुम बिन कौन सहारे,
तुम बिन कौन सहारे।
आओ साई प्यारे,
आओ साई प्यारे,
आओ साई प्यारे,
आओ साई प्यारे।
साई हमारे आओ,
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 साई हमारे आओ।
आओ प्यारे नयन हमारे, साई हमारे आओ।
So that's how the melody of this bhajan flows so beautifully. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration. And now let us learn about what is the raga of this bhajan, what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you said, it's a beautiful, welcoming bhajan. Aao pyare nayan hamare, sai hamare aao. The lyrics are so beautiful and the tune also justifies to the feelings of the composition.
Mm.
It is composed in Darbari, in the Hindustani classical music. We call it Darbari Kannada in the Carnatic classical music.
sarigama padani sadani pa sari
shudri
ga
komal ga
ma pa da
komal da
ni pa
komal ni
sa ni sa da ni ni pa pa ga ga ma re sa re ga ma re sa ni sa da ni ma pa sa.
So the notes are taken from the Darbari Raga in this bhajan. And there are beautiful patterns if you observe in this bhajan. Like when we do the swaras, definitely we can appreciate it.
Sari gari gari a, ne sari sari a.
It's like the different set of swaras, but the pattern is similar. Even in the third speed also.
Sai hamare aao.
It's a step increase.
Sai hamare aao. Sai hamare aao.
Very well composed.
And I'm sure there are many bhajans in Rag Darbari, isn't it, Anil?
Yeah, there are plenty of bhajans in Darbari. It's a very emotional raga, as I mentioned before. Maybe let's take across the different bhajans in Darbari.
Sure.
Starting with this bhajan, Aao Pyare.
माधव गोपाल केशव गोविंद 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 माधव गोपाल केशव प्रेम से गाओ मंगल नाम प्रेम से गाओ मंगल नाम गोविंद गोपाल बोलो राधेश्याम गोविंद गोपाल बोलो राधेश्याम बोलो राधेश्याम 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 बोलो राधेश्याम
Beautiful. Every bhajan is an ocean by itself. You can dive deep into any bhajan and you can discover so much of beauty, so much of feeling, and it can just submerge you.
Exactly. The power of name is such that, you know, you feel even the half an hour bhajans in the morning and the 45 minute session in the evening is not enough.
Absolutely.
To, you feel like singing more and more.
Yeah. I think that's what Bhagwan always wants us, that sarvada, sarvatra, sarvakaleshu, parichantanam.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Anirudh, for that beautiful medley of Darbari bhajans. So shall we now move into discovering the swaras of this beautiful bhajan?
Yeah, sure. Let's take the first line.
आओ प्यारे नयन हमारे साए हमारे आओ सरी गरी गारी सानी नि सरी सरी सानी द म म मनि नि सदा पापा सरे गरे गे सानी नि सरे सरे सानी द मामा मनि नि सदा पापा तुम बिन कोई नहीं रखवाले गरे सनी सा 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 सरी गम मा पम गमा गरे सनी सा 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 सरे गम मा पम गमा तुम बिन कौन सहारे मामा मग पमा गरे सा सा मामा मग पमा गरे सा सा तुम बिन कौन सहारे सा 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 निरि सा नि द प द द
सा 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 निरि सा नि द प द द
आओ साए प्यारे मामा मनि नि सदा पापा
मामा मनि नि सदा पापा
साई हमारे आओ सा 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 रे सा नि रे रे
सा 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 रे सा नि रे रे
साई हमारे आओ रे 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 ग
gari sa ga ga
re 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 gari sa ga ga
sai hamare aa mama mama pamaga papa
mama mama pamaga papa.
Beautiful, and we know how this bhajan really elevates everyone. So much energy generated as you go to the third speed. So shall we do the beat of the bhajan?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Aao pyare nayan hamare sai hamare aao.
Aao pyare nayan hamare sai hamare aao.
So that gives us an idea of the rhythm of the bhajan. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. And now comes the beautiful part of this bhajan classroom, where we dwell on what we are singing. We learn how we should convey what we are trying to convey. And Brother Sonam Gyamsu, a gifted singer and composer of many Sai bhajans, over a conversation shares with us his reflections about this bhajan. Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Vishu.
This bhajan, Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare, Sai Hamare Aao, there is so much packed in this bhajan.
Yeah.
And whenever this bhajan is sung, you really feel the whole vibes reaching a crescendo towards the end. You know, when you go on the third speed, Sai Hamare Aao, Sai Hamare Aao, Sai Hamare Aao. And when Bhagwan's physical presence was there, of course, we used to never sing it because he's already here.
Yeah.
But now in the mandir it is sung. And I think in some ways it helps people to connect to Bhagwan, to invite him into their hearts, to feel his presence. How does it feel to you when you sing this bhajan?
Well, this is one of the earliest Aao bhajans.
Okay.
Bhajans that belong to the Welcome My Lord genre. And you won't believe me when you listen to the freshness of this bhajan. When you sing the bhajan, it's so crisp and fresh. Of course, every bhajan sounds the same. But this bhajan has a special bhava in it. A bhava of longing.
Yes.
That, Lord, please manifest yourself. It's not coming from somewhere, but manifesting right from the heart. So, Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare. And it says, you come into my eyes. It's one of the most beautiful statements I have ever heard. When you ask the Lord not to come and appear before you, but to step right into your eyes, so that the eyes cannot see anything but the Lord.
Wow.
That is the feel of the bhajan. And can you believe that this is almost 35 years old? A bhajan composed by one of our own alumnus of Satya Sai University, a very gifted person by name T.V. Hariharan. He composed this bhajan, and I remember the background of the bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
Those days he had just finished, it was in the early 80s. And after on completion of his studies here, he was working in the administrative block of the university. And one evening, there was so much work that he couldn't come for the evening bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the times when you would wouldn't like to miss a bhajan session. Because a bhajan session meant sitting with Bhagwan, having his darshan. And he was feeling completely lost and forlorn up there in the administrative building. Bhajan was going on and he was missing all that. So he sat outside the lawn in the foreground of the administrative block and he was calling out, Swami, please come and give your darshan. Aao pyare nayan hamare, sai hamare aao. And that word pyare, and let me also tell you that Hariharan comes from a very Tamilian background.
Yes.
He is not a Hindi-speaking guy from North India. And language is no barrier when it comes to expression of the spirit, inspired by the master himself. So when Hariharan was composing the song, it was beyond the barriers. And he said, use the word pyare so beautifully. Pyare means my beloved. Very few bhajans of Swami, on Swami, have this word pyare. Pyare is a beautiful word, a beautiful expression, my beloved. So, aao pyare nayan hamare, sai hamare aao. I just sing out one line of this bhajan.
Sure.
It's such a beautiful composition, and when I had a chance to ask the composer himself, he said that at the time when the song gets manifested, see, it's asking the Lord to manifest himself, and the Lord manifests a bhajan. And the bhajan takes the form of the Lord.
Wow.
So it's as beautiful as that. Whenever you feel lost, left out, and you sing a bhajan, and that particular composition becomes verily the manifestation of the Lord.
Sai bhajans is Sai.
Sai is Sai,
bhajan is Sai, 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 Sai bhajans.
Sai, only thing Sai is, you need eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yes.
So when I asked him, he said, at that point of time, I had no clue about what raga it must be. And as such, our understanding of raga is so minimal.
Yes.
But then later on, when he analyzed, once the song had completely manifested itself, it had been sung so many times in the mandir, then more and more, you know, the bhajan started taking shape. And then we came to understand, he said, that it's at least based on maybe Vilash Khani Tori. It has the flavor of Vilash Khani Tori. So it has all the pathos of Vilash Khani Tori.
Yes.
Aao pyare nayan hamare saaye hamare aao tum bin koi nahi rakhwale tum bin kaun sahare tum bina kaun sahare aao saaye pyare. What a beautiful composition. And I remember,
yes,
V. Kumar had learned the bhajan and he had the privilege to sing this bhajan, learn this bhajan from the composer and sing it in the presence of the real composer. And then it completed the whole beautiful session, the whole process of the inauguration of a beautiful composition of the master, through somebody and sung through somebody, and listened to by all the devotees of the world down the generations.
Yes.
And today, after 35 years, the bhajan is so fresh and
yes,
so beautiful and sterling.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm still contemplating on that very beautiful thing that you said in the beginning. Aao pyare nayan hamare.
Yes.
You know, here, when I think about it, there are two ways of understanding this.
Yeah.
One is, you're telling the Lord, you are my beloved. Nayan hamare, you are my eyes.
Yes, yes. That is another beautiful way of looking at it.
You are my eyes. So, let you become my eyes.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it becomes the singular, just the single letter I.
Yeah.
Close the
then
eyes.
If he really becomes EYE of our life,
yeah,
then what will remain is only the singular letter
single
I.
Eye. Close the eyes and open the eye.
Yes. Close the eyes and open the eye.
I am.
Really, I mean, if we can have that kind of eyes, the kind of eyes that Bhagwan had, which can only all the time see good, which can only all the time see auspiciousness. Even though we might have committed a million mistakes, he will still look for that one good thing that we have done in our life and multiply the reward of it a million times and
yes,
confer those blessings on us.
No doubt about it.
I mean, otherwise we would not have gotten, we will not continue to receive his blessings that we experience every day. So, when I think about it, because eyes are such powerful instruments in our body.
Yeah.
You know, so much we consume through the eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
As Bhagwan used to say, like the tongue and the eyes, they are the two most vital, powerful organs of the body. Because the mouth can do two functions, eating as well as talking.
Yeah.
So it needs much more control.
So much.
And this next is the eye, because the eye is light, it is a light of the body. It's
so no wonder the mouth and eye have lids.
Lids.
To close it.
Yeah.
You have the option to close it.
Yeah.
Whenever it's not necessary to see.
Yes.
Whenever it's not necessary to talk.
You can all the time open it if you can see like the Lord.
Yes.
His eyes are always open. So then you know, you only envision everything.
Yeah.
You don't see anything. Everything you envision as Him.
Exactly.
I think then your vision
everything
is
everything becomes extensions of the master, extensions of the creator.
Yes. And the other beautiful thought that you mentioned, that you are saying the Lord, please come into my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you become, first come into my eyes and then you become my eyes.
Exactly.
I think, you know, Bhagwan also at many occasions has mentioned about this, and people keep asking, you know, how can we really practice Swami's teachings? Swami says, love all, serve all. How can we really love all? How can I love my boss? How can I love my spouse? How can I love my child the way, you know, Swami expects us to? But that can only happen if we allow the Lord to enter into our eyes.
Enter into your eyes. And entering into the eyes is entering into the heart.
Yes.
No doubt about it. And the third line of the bhajan, tum bina koi nahi rakhwale.
Yes.
How true it is. But for the master, we don't have anyone who can really take care of us. You know, there might be tens of people who would like to, but then you need the power, the energy to do that also. It's only the Lord who can take care of us properly. Tum bina koi nahi rakhwale, tum bina kaun sahare.
Yes.
The only succor.
Yes.
The only refuge. Aao sahi pyare. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
And V. Kumar, after he sang this bhajan, then after that, all of us, we used to take turns to sing this bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
And S. Ravi Kumar had a very, he was such a tiny kid in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one of the most beautiful voices.
Yes.
Very shrill, like a baby singing.
Oh, this was before his voice changed.
Yeah, when he
changed.
Was in high school.
Okay.
So before his voice changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to sing this, Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare, and it could be heard from a distance.
Wow.
And the beautiful part of these bhajans, our bhajans, was, you know, used to be sometimes when Swami would reflect our idiosyncrasies and stop giving darshan or say that I am not giving darshan or I am not happy with you. So one way of cajoling the Lord,
uh-huh,
one way of really making ourselves, you know, feeling penitent about it and expressing our penitence used to be Aao or darshana do. And then he would condescend. And then he would come again and give darshan and smile. So in the idiom of bhajans, we could speak so much to him. We
wow.
could whisper so much bhava into his ears. And that is the most beautiful part of Dvaitavad. When you are the devotee and he is the deity. Till we become one. Such a beautiful combination it used to be. And these bhajans were the most powerful instruments of that expression.
Amazing. In fact, thanks to this opportunity to live physically with the Lord, we have had experiences of how bhajans can unite us with the Lord. We have had real experiences.
Exactly.
You know, it is mentioned in the scriptures, you know, we have heard stories about Tyagaraja and Meera and how they were able to attain the Lord through music, you know, through the outpourings of their heart in the form of beautiful compositions. But I think here Bhagwan gave us so many live examples of all it needs. You might have committed a blunder. All it needs is you just pour your heart out.
Exactly.
Through a soulful...
And he sang along with you.
And he sings along.
That's the most beautiful part of it.
Wow.
In fact, he sat with the devotees facing the altar.
Yes.
And sang.
And sang.
And taught mankind how to sing.
How to sing.
He teaches even now. This is how you have to sing bhajan. Every moment is a moment of reckoning.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And these days, this bhajan acquires a special meaning. You know, when the physical form is not there anymore.
Not there anymore.
And, you know, you long for that presence because nothing can ever replace it.
Exactly.
You know. And whenever this is sung in the Sai Kulwant Hall or sung anywhere, I can see, you know, it immediately is able to pull so many hearts.
Yeah. It does two things, I feel, Vishu. One is it takes you right back in time.
Yes.
And especially for those who lived in the 80s, right, when this bhajan was so vibrantly sung everywhere, this bhajan takes them back in time.
Yes.
To those wonderful times, moments. You could almost visualize Swami walking amidst the devotees.
Yes.
And, you know. And the other thing is it gives you that feel of awe.
Yes.
Please come.
Please come. Yeah. Though it might seem a misnomer, what do you mean come? He's already there all the time. But still, it's a question of we awakening to that.
Exactly. Come means manifest yourself.
Manifest, yeah.
You are already
there. We have to manifest. Yeah, he is very much there in our eyes. We have to manifest, feel his manifestation in our eyes.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what it is. It's always, everything is all the time there.
And don't you feel, Vishu, that it's a very high state of spiritual elevation.
Yes.
That I don't know whether we have really worked out our salvation so far.
Yeah.
But whatever is happening, whatever we are experiencing, this is a very lofty experience.
Yes.
That, you know, we have to manifest the Lord.
Yes.
That's a wonderful feel.
Yes. And that journey happens through stages. So it is always through Dvaita, Vishishta Advaita, and then Advaita.
Yeah.
That journey, as one's brother Abhimanyu called very beautifully, also mentioned that, you know, all that we experienced with the Lord was that feeling of Vishishta Advaita. Because, you know, we felt that connect with Him.
Yeah.
All the time. And now it's our opportunity to convert that relationship of Vishishta Advaita. We never felt separate from the Lord, you know. Every devotee also now does not feel separate from the Lord. You feel connected. So that is in some ways a Vishishta Advaita feeling. But now we have to move into that feeling of Advaita, which is the ultimate. But the path is through this...
qualified non-dualism.
Yeah, through qualified
non-dualism. What they say.
Yes, yeah. Through this path you can... once you don't feel yourself separate and one fine day... unknowingly, you will know that you are not different at all.
Yeah,
yeah, but that journey is through this, and bhajan is a very beautiful medium to help in this journey.
Yeah.
And all these bhajans are those beautiful...
Gems.
Yeah, those beautiful mediums which can take us there.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Swami.
Jai Ram. So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University and a very respected member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, someone who was blessed to sing in the divine physical presence for decades and even now is very active in the dissemination of the Sai Bhajan movement. With that, let's now sing this bhajan once again along with so many others. We will listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan, and as you listen, dear listeners, please join. To the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of love and gratitude, we offer this episode at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Before I pass on the mic, here is a reminder of the bhajan quiz. Next week, please do send us bhajans in which the phrase Nitya Niranjana occurs. Also tell us, what do you think is the meaning of this phrase, Nitya Niranjana? So Prem and Harishankar will now take over for Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Sai Ram.